Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer, and once again, you just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week, we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our guest today wrote her first story at the age of 6. It was about a blue whale and a narwhal who just wanted to be friends. Since then, this Chicagoan has melded her words with melodies and released 4 records. Her latest album is called Seconds. Please welcome Rebecca Rigo. So nice to have with us for the first time on our stage, Rebecca Rigo, her latest album, Seconds. And Rebecca, sounding really good from the get-go. Thank you for coming on our stage.
Thank you so much for having us. We're very excited.
Curse myself. You can't curse yourself for that song. That's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Please introduce us to the rest of your crew here.
Over here on guitar and a bunch of other instruments, as you will find out as the show goes on, is Corey Ponton.
Hi, Corey.
And back here on drums is Stephanie Whiten.
Okay, Stephanie, let's give Corey and Stephanie a round of applause. You can find out more about your music by going to rigorigo.com.
Yes.
And what do you have in store for us this hour, Rebecca?
We're going to play some songs from an album we released last year, but we're also going to do some new ones that we've been doing for the past few months traveling around. So we got some new stuff.
You've been traveling around a lot?
We have. We've actually been traveling this whole, fall, and trying to play a lot around in Iowa. So
Mm-hmm.
I was interested that reading on your website that it also connects with the title of that first song, "Cursed Myself," because you say perfection is a big part of making music. Explain that, yeah. Because I think of whenever I try to do something creative, perfection can also stymie creativity, but not for you.
That's my natural state, is that I am not a perfectionist. But what I've sort of come to value in the last year or so is trying to like foster that in myself, the idea of perfection. And these guys help with that a lot, which is great, playing with them. So. Yeah.
So when you write a song, you know it's ready for the stage, ready for the public when you feel something?
You feel something. You feel like something has clicked into place. And it usually, takes place at a practice or, sometimes you can play in like an informal setting or whatever, and then you just kind of know it's ready to be like recorded and brought out, I guess. Yeah.
Okay. Well, bring it out for us, please, Rebecca Rigo, this hour. What do you got for us next?
I'm going to do a song called "Call My Mother."
jump in the river when it's 8 feet high. Can hear the rumors as the train's going by. Yeah, they're rolling down to Kansas, coming down to New Orleans. Hell, I hitchhike in the winter, I hitchhike in the rain. Every other week, all the way to Champagne. Trying to find the future, trying to keep my love. Yeah, she's been waiting for me, she's the only one that I've been dreaming of. And I can tell things to. I heard about the factories, I heard about the coal. Gotta get out to the south, gotta make a new home. I've been trying to save up. Had a lot of bad luck. When they plant potatoes or they plant corn, they got a million types of sickness, got a thousand cures. You up too, but they're never gonna heal. It's hard, that's just digging it for you. I know it seems strange, rather things I say. Stories about the monkeys and the frogs in the rain. You may not think it's true. You seem like, you seem like someone I can tell things to. Simple and hard to explain. I get everything I wish for. See you every single day. Got a house by the highway and some children that are grown. And I'm still telling stories, but it's usually when I am all alone. Now I know it seems strange, yeah, the things I say. Stories about the monkeys and the frogs in the rain. You may not think it's true. You seem like someone I could tell things to. In the Milky Way, it's been a while since I felt that way for you. I've got the stratosphere, all the rumors you still hear about how Mars orbits past. I think of when I saw you last, stunning bits of noble gas alone in a room. They said Andromeda would be the bigger one, no more than everyone. And now they say that that's not really true.
Singer-songwriter Ben Schmidt joining us live in studio.
I'm Karen Impola, and we've got live music from The Ponds.
Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio.
Adding Iowa's talent to a world of music. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer on our stage today from Chicago. For the first time on our stage, Rebecca Rigo. You're listening to original music by our guest on Iowa Public Radio's Java Blend, Rebecca Rigo, with us this week. She lives in Chicago, and along with her on the stage, Corey Ponton and Stephanie Whiten back there on the drums. Corey changing up a couple different electric guitars for sounding really good. Let me jump in here and say that I read in your bio that you... you started off writing stories as a young girl at the age of six. Your first story about a couple different whales. Did they have problems and want to be friends, or were they just a harmonious...
I think they were just swimming in the ocean, ran into each other like most whales do.
Any tension in the story to resolve?
Yeah, I think it was like a family issue or something.
Okay.
When they were a kid. I can't remember, but yeah, it was, I remember it was like my first triumph as a writer, like as a child, you know, thinking, oh my gosh, this is good. It makes sense.
Were you expressing yourself musically as early as six as well?
I think I started first, like my initial guitar lessons when I was probably that age. Yeah. And then sort of went back to it and, you know, maybe didn't follow up as much as I should have, and then went back to it. It was like nine, so I started like seriously taking lessons when I was nine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And where are you growing up? Where did you grow up?
Oh, I grew up in a suburb of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did I read correctly too? You had someone in your neighborhood who was a musician who you could
My neighbor when I was a kid, he was a blues musician, and that's sort of how I think I started falling in love with guitar. Is we would go over there, and his daughter was my best friend, and we would play, and he would just sit there playing blues licks all day long and piano. And I remember him getting new guitars, and you know, his wife being like, "Oh no, not another guitar!"
But it look at you. Do you have how many guitars?
I only have one.
Do you have one?
I need more. Yes, I need more.
So
like
maybe
this
it's
guy.
Maybe it's Corey over here who has the guitar collection. Oh, this is very good. Let's go back to music. Rebecca Rigo, if you want to find her on the web, Rigo is spelled R-E-G-O. And you have an album that's been out for a little while called Seconds, and we're playing a little, hearing a little from that and some other stuff as well.
Yes, some newer things that was recently, as new as just a few weeks ago, some of them. I was recently on a trip out in Washington State and got to spend some time, quiet time, on an island called Orcas Island, and got a lot of writing done out there.
Orcas Island?
Yes.
Are there the orca whales?
There are whales. They're not there in the winter. They migrate south. I've never seen a whale even.
Did that inspire a song, sitting on that island?
Yeah, definitely a few of them. So we got a couple new ones that are just a few weeks old, and then some that we've been playing for about maybe 5 or 6 months or so. Yeah.
Okay, have at it then. Rebecca Rigo on Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
Like you're 17, you know what I mean. These stars and these cars, things in between. This world is a bubble. I am in trouble tonight. Rages, hopes in these pages all falling out. You're sweeping with souls, sleeping in the yard. Now I can't afford to work so hard. All of this struggle, I am in trouble tonight. Shoes from my closet, we went out to the bar, and I told you in sideways, told you in stores. In a flash, I saw you. I don't need any more. Well, I slipped into my suit, you slipped into yours. Feel the weight of this river, feel the weight of these oars. I flip and I fall, tripping out. Travel tonight.
Thank you.
a shame the weather couldn't have been better on the last day you were alive. I took a drink and I started to think, I hoped that it would be sunny the day that I died. Carry me out to the streets I love. Let me wait through a crowd. Let me come to find out what I just need. I just need to be alone. Shows trying to chase out your goals from the inner workings of my mind. I wear your sweater like an old love letter. Oh, I hate when it gets warm outside. Carry me out into the streets I lie. Let me wait through a crowd. Let me come to find. Settles the lines. I remember a time when I wanted a new day. And carry me out to the streets out loud. Let me wait through a crowd. Let me come to find out what I just need. I just need. Faced it back then. Think it's after on the East Coast. I wonder if you're wearing your winter coat. I wonder if you're wearing your winter coat. They always say how cold it is out there. Like something that everyone already knows. Something that everyone already knows around here. And I'm chasing all my scars back from these spaces. All the colors and numbers that look like I faced it back then. I am so tired and so worn out, and I am so wild and without someone to love. Well, I'm tracing all my scars back from these spaces, all the colors and numbers that look like your face did back then.
And you're listening to a performance by Rebecca Rigo, original music by Rebecca Rigo, performed on the stage of the Java House at downtown Iowa City. This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. I'm Ben Kiefer, and we specialize in fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. We've been doing it since 2001. Find out more about our shows and our broadcasts and our events by going to iowapublicradio.org. And you'll find Java Blend in the Studio One section of our website. And if you'd like to just leave behind a comment, tell us how you like the program, and perhaps you have a suggestion for a band, an artist you'd like to hear on an upcoming program. Rebecca Rigo, this is all sounding so wonderfully. I have to mention, as I look through your bio here, back to that, that you studied classical guitar at the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music?
I did, yeah, when I was younger.
Uh-huh.
Kind of around that. My mom was a classical musician, so she kind of wanted me to go that route. And that's something I started doing. She was a cellist. That's what she went to school for. And so I did that for a little while, but then sort of kind of started getting out of it when I was maybe 17, 18, mm-hmm. wanted to do my own thing. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Was mom okay with you going away from the classical side of things? Or was there
Yeah, I think she... I mean, at that age, I think your parents are just happy you're alive, right?
Right.
So,
and then happy you're not doing any permanent damage to you or someone else, right?
Yeah. So I don't think it was too much of an issue. But, I don't, you know, even this day, like, you know, now she's supportive of my, you know, music, and she really likes it, so. Yeah.
I love your style of guitar playing and your finger picking. Did that classical instruction shape your music today, do you think?
I feel like it does, because I feel more comfortable with finger picking. Like, I feel mm-hmm. comfortable with that style and, like, you know, working on those songs. And I've actually had to, like, work to get into different styles of, like, strumming and, you know, different rhythms and stuff like that. But it definitely influences a lot. You can hear it in my earlier stuff a lot.
So perhaps one day you'll have your own conservatory of music. It'll be Rigo's, Rebecca Rigo's Conservatory of Music. It'll be all about songwriting. What would be the first day you would impress upon the students? You need to know this about songwriting above all else.
Oh.
What have you learned in the years of songwriting?
What have I learned about songwriting? I've learned to keep paper with you. Keep pencils and paper with you at all time, because you don't know when a song is going to happen. You could sit down to write a song, but that's not necessarily the time that it's going to actually be coming to you. So I think that one thing I've learned in doing it for a while is that you'll be in the car or you'll be in the grocery store or whatever, and you'll just, something happens and you don't understand what it is, but you need to write it down because it'll go away.
And you need
quickly.
To just sit there next to the broccoli in the produce section and get it down.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, right away. And it's nice now having a phone. You just text it so you don't look like a crazy person just sitting there scribbling down in the somewhere.
Okay. So. Very good. Let's go back to music. Rebecca Rigo, find out more at her website, rigorigo.com. She spells Rigo, R-E-G-O. What do we have next,
yes,
Rebecca?
A brand new song. This is one of those new ones that I just wrote and just put together. So, Yeah, it's called Stuck.
Your little star, you wandered in here after they towed your car. With the last ones drinking, they closed the bar tonight. Now you read it in a movie, maybe in a magazine. All the things that you're doing and nothing in between. Somewhere a little bit of me came through. You and me, that's the star. Hey, well, I guess it's worth the way to dangle the hook. I took the bait. Can't say nothing when there's nothing, nothing left to say. There's a hopeless cause, it's just fire and sin. Oh, you're a brilliant, I just wanna sleep in. You ever find straight out of Illinois to a place where no one knows you, no one ever fails. Do you remember all night with the drive to Cheyenne, with the world in our eyes? Nobody had a plan. If we tried real hard, we could do that again and again.
I'm Bob Doerr, driving the Blues Bus down Blue Avenue.
This is the World Cafe in our session.
I'm Mark Simmet. Time now for our live set from the Iowa Band.
Eclectic music and live performance from around the world and around the corner. Iowa Public Radio's Studio One.
This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. We specialize in fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. We've been doing it since 2001. If you'd like to find out more about our broadcasts, or perhaps you'd like to attend an upcoming event, go to iowapublicradio.org. On our stage this week, we're glad to have Rebecca Rigo.
Got you hooked on the cocaine. Tell me what you're thinking. We're lying head to head. I can tell you what I'm gonna say. Not ready to give up yet. Tell me what you're dreaming. I didn't see the signs. Read your mind. I'm crazy with desire. Something whispers and then runs. These things that you are hiding, they're hurting everyone. And winter is our only curse. Are we just playing dead? You're feeling far away. I'm sorry and I'm wrong now. Just cover me with clay. And tell me what you're thinking. You're lying here to head. I can tell you what I'm gonna say. Not ready to give up yet. The ransom, hoping you were still alive. And when they asked, well, you do the things you do, you say it's mostly cause it's the only thing you try to wear. The phone here is lonely and unclear. Time seems so dire. I think I never learned to speak. Been to Mexico. See, I find in these ordinary times sass. Someone paid the ransom, hoping you were still alive. And when they asked why you do the things you do, you say it's mostly 'cause it's the only thing you try.
Original music this hour. We've been treated to an hour of wonderful music by Rebecca Rigo, also on the stage, providing some wonderful harmony. We have Stephanie Whiten back doing some percussion, drums, glockenspiel, and some shakers. And then we have Corey Ponton, who's been, I think you're up to four or five different instruments. It seems every time I turn around, you pull out another instrument, and then you play it. Good job, Corey. We've been appreciating that. Mexico, the title of that last one, and we're to believe that you've never been to Mexico?
No, I've been.
You've been there. Okay. Inspired by a trip to Mexico?
It was not, but it was inspired by a friend who had never been there. So,
okay.
But yes, I have been. And I wish I was there today, actually.
Well, it's good to be
here. After good, here,
okay. Second place,
yes.
Second to Iowa, snowy Iowa, of course. I want to thank a few people and then have you take us out with a song or two, if you would, Rebecca.
Great, perfect.
Jim Davies is our on-site sound engineer. We also want to thank Phil Moss, our technical producer, and Kendall McCabe, our assistant producer. This is Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. I'm Ben Kiefer, and we specialize in fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. Been in the business of doing this since 2001. Find out more about our events if you'd like to attend, usually at the Java House in downtown Iowa City, Friday afternoons. You can check us out at iowapublicradio.org. Look for Java Blend under the Studio 1 section. Any announcements from your side before you send us off, Rebecca?
I want to say that this next song is a Lucinda Williams song, so I want to give her props for that.
Okay.
She's one of our favorites. And also, just really enjoy being in Iowa. Always love everyone here, and people are just such big music fans, and we hope to be back very soon.
We hope you will come back. Rebecca, thank you for coming to our stage and performing. Rebecca Rigo, let's hear it for her once more. All the way.